Israeli history is littered with wars, actual conventional wars between it and all of its neighbors, really, all of the Arab states, with help of a couple of non-neighbors of Israel. But we are now strategically in a very different situation. Israel has peace agreements with a whole list of Arab states and tacit peace agreements, including with Saudi Arabia, with a whole bunch of others. And it's really now Israel against the Iranian terror proxy network, Hezbollah, Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the militias in Syria, the Houthis in Yemen, and Israel and the United States against the rest of the network, including the militias in Iraq. So we are in a hybrid warfare scenario in which a land war threatening Israel is no longer really an option, at least not in a massive sense, but terrorism on a large scale, larger even than the 7th of October, if you're talking about Hezbollah, that is definitely possible.
What do you think the message was to Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas? What message do you think they got from these two assassinations today from Israel?
Well, I mean, Hezbollah had really picked up the escalation spiral several months ago, and rather than toning things down, they increased day on day their attacks. Hamas has not been willing to come to a conclusion with Israeli negotiators on an agreement, and there were several attempts by Israel to conclude that agreement. I do not deny that Israel also said no several times, but so did Hamas. And so it was a clear message that if you are increasing the pressure, we will respond, and we will respond in a very targeted manner, and we'll respond to your top leaders. And if these top leaders happen to be in Iran, because what is really important to understand, the inauguration of Pezeshkian, the new Iranian president, was also in parallel a meeting of the Iranian proxy network. All of the groups had sent high-level representatives to Tehran for the inauguration. So it is really a clear signal that Iran is no longer operating its proxy networks clandestinely, but very openly as a power factor, threatening Israel, but also threatening Arab states in the region.
And what does it say about the safety of the proxy network representatives and even Iranians, even Iran's, I guess, high-level people, even at home?
Yeah, I mean, this was a major embarrassment for Iran, in particular for the Pasdaran, the Revolutionary Guard forces, who were responsible for the security of these individuals who attended the inauguration, foreigners, including the leadership of this proxy network. And having Haniyeh taken out, apparently in a secured Pasdaran compound with such precision, really is a major embarrassment, but also a clear demonstration of Israel's capabilities to strike whenever it sees an opportunity. And this clearly was. You knew that the inauguration would be happening, where it would be, when it would be, and that Haniyeh would be there. So all they had to figure out is where is the apartment in Tehran where he stays, and off they went.
And that was my next question, if you could. I know that the details about this assassination are very, very few right now, but what can you tell us about how Israel did this? How did they pull this off? And maybe if you can, the same thing regarding Shukra.
Yeah, so I mean, there is a distinct difference in the Israeli tactics in Beirut and Tehran. So Shukri was killed by a classic airstrike, massive destruction. You've seen the pictures of the apartment building essentially being destroyed. While in Tehran, it was a high-level precision strike. Now, there were lots of different versions floating around. The most credible one, in my opinion, is the one that the Iranian media put out earlier this afternoon, Iranian time, that it was a suicide quadcopter drone, not an airstrike by an Israeli aircraft or a precision missile strike from a neighboring country, both of which would be absolutely a declaration of war against Iran. But this kind of assassination attempts with a suicide drone launched within Tehran is a different kettle of fish, lower level aggressive than an airstrike would have been or a rocket strike would have been in Tehran. So I find this version the more credible one, but the Iranians, seem to be following Russian strategy and putting out 50 different stories for the same event just to confuse everyone.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project, J.J. Green, WTOP News.